Rabbosai, good evening. We'll be learning tonight Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Dalet, which is the halachas with regards to occasions that we don't say tachanun. We always wanted to know what happens exactly if in shul there's going to be a bris, but Moel is not there, and Aviyah Ben is not there. Do you still say tachanun or not? We always wanted to know what happens if the Moel is there, but it's in a different shul. What happens if the Aviyah Ben is there, but there's no... All these shailas, amongst others, are discussed. There's a fascinating Mishnah, which is going to be pretty much the first Mishnah Bura, which is a shaila that came up last week, and the diuk is from this Mishnah Bura over here, which is fascinating tshuva by Menossen Gestetner, and I'm going to start with that. Rabbi Say, a shaila that happens quite frequently, I believe, I don't know if you've witnessed it, that a chazan thinks, for whatever reason, he thinks that no tachnun is said on that particular day. Okay, can we make up a... Chazan thinks that, for whatever reason, the Chazan thinks that Tachnun is not to be said, you know what, tomorrow, even, you know, he thinks that, for some reason, he thinks that Tachanun is not to be said, and he's making a mistake. Really, Tachanun is to be said. And he starts saying Kaddish. And as soon as he starts, the Gabba, or the Rav, or any learned person within the Tzibur says, what's happening with Tachanun? Because we all know, to say Tachanun is an important part of the Tefillah. It's a very Choshva Tefillah. Tachanun is... The poskim speak about how person it's an opportunity of doing tshuva from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I mean, we don't want to just like get rid of it. Now the person started saying Kaddish. What do you do? So the options are as follows: either you stop now, and you quiet him down, you silence him, and you start saying Tachanun, although he just said the first few words of Kaddish. Question is, if that's the case, until what point? What happens if you got till Yesh Meirah, but what happens if you got to there? Just there. So the question would be, option number one is that you stop, but on that, we'll have to be investigated what do you do exactly, until what point? Or alternatively, another option would be that he actually just keeps on going saying Kaddish, and he completes Kaddish, and you say Tachanun then, option number two. Option number three is that you pretty much... He goes to Kaddish, he completes Kaddish, finishes Kaddish, but he don't say Tachanun then. Three options. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think? What happens? Yeah, what would you say?
Number three.
You leave out Tachanun. Okay. Yes?
I suggest
you say Bichidus
afterwards.
You say Bichidus afterwards. Very interesting, yeah. Okay, so before the first Omein, you stop and you say Tachanun. If it's after main, you'd say he continues and he finishes. And then you wait and you say bye at the end of that. Okay, but have you ever witnessed it? I think it happens every now and then, no? Don't know if you've
ever...
Right. So you're saying that if you reach a certain point deep into Kaddish, then you have to, you continue, otherwise you'd stop. Yeah, it's not mamash a bracha, it's not a bracha, yeah. Yes?
Well, it's double also, just because it's a day that you would say Tachan, doesn't mean there isn't either a Chosin or a Sandef or a Mayan in the Tzibor, and the Rav doesn't know about it, and the Gav doesn't know about it, but the...
Jump to conclusions, but you haven't said right. But it does happen as well. There has been occasions of the chazan making a genuine mistake. Yeah. Yes. Skip out.
Carry on.
Otherwise, it's going to be every day. It's going to be an excuse. Okay, good. Rabbi Yisai, there is no clear point. Interestingly enough, there is no. It's not mamash black on white. Have you ever witnessed such a thing? I think it happens. That
no, it happens the other way around. People say, "Tachanun," when, and they say, "No, Tachanun, Kaddish."
Right. That if you start saying Tachanun, yeah. So the person do speak about it. If you start saying Tachanun, you don't finish saying Tachanun. You will stop if it's a. That is quite common as well, correct. Okay, so although it's not mamash black and white, but we do see, we're going to see in today's Mishnah Berurah, there's going to be the root for this for the psak is going to be pretty much in this Mishnah Berurah, I believe. Okay, Sif Dalet. Noagu Shaloi Lipoil Al Pneyem. The custom is not to say Tachanun, this over here is referring to Shaloi Noagu Shaloi Lipoil Al Pneyem over here, is not to say tachanun, loy beveis ha'ovel, not in a ovel house, not in a sheva house, veloy beveis ha'chosen, not in a house of a choson, veloy beveis ha'knesses, and not in a shul, peyoim mila, on a day that there will be a bris mila, veloy, and not, k'sheyeshom choson, and not, when there is there a choson. Continues the Rama, and he qualifies that, saying the following. Vedavka, this is only shahamila or yachosn ba'esev es haknesses. The mila and the chosn will only patter if it's in that particular shul. In that particular shul, in beis haknesses. Avolim ein hamila beis haknesses. But if the mila will be performed in a different shul, afalpi, although shul beis haknesses acheres, although it's in a different shul, could even be next door, could even be nearby. But if it's not taking place in that particular shul where we are davening now, oimrim tachanun, you will say tachanun.
So here would count as a different basic nefesh from downstairs?
Yeah, so this will be considered different, correct. As noshim is discussed in the poskim, and they said as noshim is nigrar, considered one shul. But if it's a different room, different bes medrash, it's considered a different shul. Continues the Rama. Over Yoim Amila, on the day of the Bris, She'einoim Tachanun. On the day of the Bris, in which we're not going to say Tachanun, Davka Shachis Shemolin Zatinoik, will only omit Tachanun by Shachis, where the Bris is going to take place. Avol B'mincha, but B'mincha, half of Pishim is spelling with Zatinoik, Hanimoil, although you're davening with the baby who just had the Bris Mila, Omrim Tachanun, you will say Tachanun. It's post the bris, the baby is next to you, the baby is still here, you're davening mincha now, you're not going to be omitting tachanun, you will say tachanun. Masha'en ken bechosn, as opposed to a chosn, she'en oim tachanun kol ayoim, she'mispalim tzel achosn, when it comes to a chosn, his power to cancel tachanun is greater, and you will not say by mincha as well if you're next to the chosn. V'loy miki chosn, the Rama paskens, v'loy miki chosn, el abiyim shenichnas l'chuppah, the Rama holds, the chosn is only considered a chosn on the day of the chuppah. The Sheva Bochus is not considered a chosn according to the Rama, as far as tachlun is concerned. Very good. So this is not exactly what the Rama's case is. The Rama's case seems to be that the bris has taken place, and the Rama seems to be saying that the bris took place in the morning. Now, past the bris, by mincha, baby's still here, you will say tachnun. So you're asking a different child. You're asking what happens if the bris is taking place after a mincha. What will happen then? Many poiskim, I believe the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, that's Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Beis. We'll get to that shortly. Okay, we'll see. We'll get to that in Mitzvah shortly. Yes. Says Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof says the following: Loi beveis ha'ovel, haynu kol shiva. Any oval house, you will not say tachnun. Why, Rabbi Isai? Why don't we say tachnun in oval house? Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'atam, the reason is, She'oz, de'oz, midas hadin, mesuch olov. There's an element of midas hadin, the judgment in a stricter sense is there. Ve'al ken, therefore, yeshli zom el hagdu midas hadin. Tachanun has a certain element of midas hadin, it's judgment. Tachanun is, we were embarrassed for our of the din of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is not, it wouldn't be right to do that in a Beis Ovel. There's plenty of minutes of din anyway in a Beis Ovel. It's not just Nifta, it's an Ovel house. Now to say Tachanun there would be increasing Midas Adin. Does that make sense? Would be increasing the judgment of Hashem. So we don't say Tachanun in an Ovel house. There's plenty of strict judgment as it is in a Sheva house. Just as you don't say Midas Adin Balailo. Even after he's left in the Sheva house. So we learned now that in a Sheva house you don't say Tachanun. What happens if you go home? Do you have to make it up? No, you don't. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Achloikas, the Machloikas Apoiski. Mishnah Berurah says, V'afilu achas yotze mibeisoi, even after he's left the Shiva house, ein tzorech lomar, you don't have to say Tachanun. Da Tachanun mekoymo miyad achat tefillah shmoneh esrei. Look at those words, Apoisai, and mark those words. The place of Tachanun is miyad. Immediately, achat tefillah shmoneh esrei, straight after shmoneh esrei. Knaal Bereishis Zimmel, as explained earlier. Right. Mishnah Berurah paskens Rabbi say that if you are in a Shiva house and you daven shachs in a Shiva house and Tachanun was not to be said in a Shiva house, you don't have to after make up the Tachanun when you get home. Why? Because the right time of saying Tachanun is straight after Shmoneh Esreh, so you don't have to make up anymore later on. Rabbi say. Chazanu says, Yiskadal Shmei Rabo, straight after Shmoneh Esrei, thinking that today is the day you don't say Tachanun. But really, today's Tachanun. The Chazan comes, and the Gabba says, excuse me, what happened to Tachanun today? What's to Tachanun? Unless you're in a mood that he wants to, you know, in a rush, then he might be quiet, but otherwise. But what's happening with Tachanun? And then everybody looks, and it's true, Tachanun should be said. So now, what's the halacha? So the first point that we need to know is the following. The Chazanei Shlichani Levocha Paskens, he didn't write it in a sefer, but it's quoted in pretty reliable sources. Chaim Kanevsky said it as well in the name of the Chazanei Shlichani, that as soon as the Chazan says one word, Yizgadel, according to Mishneh Berurah, or Yizgadal, according to the Sidurim, then you have to continue the Kaddish. You have no right to stop in Kaddish. It's a Dovah Shebekdusha. It's a very highly getfilah. You must not interrupt Kaddish. You may not interrupt Kaddish on any circumstances. He said the first word, says Chaim Kanevsky, name of the Chazanish, you must continue. You have to continue. So, you have to finish Kaddish. That's point number one. Do not interrupt Kaddish under any circumstances. So if you ever see that somebody wants to silence Chazan who started Kaddish, you have to silence the silencer. Does that make sense? Because he's wrong in interrupting a Kaddish. You may not interrupt the Kaddish under any circumstances. But now the question is, what happens to Tachanun? What should you do to Tachanun? Rabbi say, there may be room to Paskin from this, that's Reb Nosson Gestetner, and Shlom Zalman maybe, and other Poskim want to Paskin from this very Mishnah Berurah. Now what the Psak will be, Rabbi say. Very good. Is that what you want to say? Chazanish says that since Tachanun is to be said straight after Shmoneh Esreh, tough luck. Good for the people who are in a hurry. It's finished now. It's too late. You can't make it up anymore. You can't make it up. Oh, very good. Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Kagan say that actually it's not much of proof. Shlomo Zalman said that could be. Gestetner also touched on this svara. He said, Ovel could be different, because could be completely potu, and therefore there's no point making it up later. Ovel house is a mokum ptu. Ovel house is a place that there is no tachanun to be said. So fine, so you don't have to mashlim it later on. There's no point. It's like, it's a ptu of tachanun. Exemption of tachanun. However, if the chazan made a mistake, and he started saying kaddish, there is really still an obligation to say tachanun. Could be true that you should still say Tachanun at a later point. So that's why some poskim say that there is room, and some other poskim, Shavais, also say that Tachanun should be said later on. Maybe not straight away after Kaddish, maybe after Oleinu, but Tachanun should still be said at a later point. So you've got Machlokes Chazanish with Shlomo Zalman, all the poskim, but the mekoy for this discussion is this Mishnah Berurah over here. We must continue. Yeah.
Can I ask if there's anyone argue with the Chazanish about saying interrupting Kaddish?
Very good. So I look, very good question. Rabbi Herskin wants to know, does anybody disagree with the Chazanish's word? That if you said the first word of Kaddish, you must continue. Chazanish says, you have to go, you mustn't stop. So I looked and I searched, and because I was bothered by the same question, Baruch Shekivanti, I was bothered by the same question, I could not find any Cholkim on that. I could not find any Cholkim. It's very interesting. I looked and I couldn't find anybody discussing besides the Chazanish. And Chazanish is quoted, it's not in the Sefer, but Chazanish himself is quoted, Chaim Kanevsky confirms it, that once you've said one word of Kaddish, you must continue. Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean if the killer goes back?
If the killer starts in Tachan, after
the Chazan started, no, you have to tell the Chazan to continue. Tell him to continue. Give him a tap on the shoulder and says that you learned in the issue that he must continue. Yeah, you must make sure that he continues. Yeah. If he wrongly interrupts Kaddish, I suppose you stop saying Kaddish. You should say Tachan with him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is true. Correct. This is absolutely correct. But at the same time, Chaim Kanevsky says something, I suppose there's some credibility to that. Yeah, I hear your point. It's very true. Yeah. It's a very valid point what you're saying. Yeah. So at the very least, it's Chaim Kanevsky passing that, at the very least. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues and speaks about Halal in the Beis HaOvel, and he says that one should not say, have you ever witnessed that? Oval in a Oval house? Halal in an Oval house? What happened then? And you actually said it in Oval House, you said Halal? That's interesting. Mishnah Berurah over here says, and I know there's various postgame and various monogam about this. The Mishnah Berurah says, Einayim Halal Beveis Oval. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. And he says, V'glas V'chanukah, that you said the whole Halal, he said, Tzorech Lo'im Wa'achakach Beveis Oim. Right, okay. Okay, going back to the Beis HaChosn. Beis HaChosn, so that's a Chosn house. Chosn house. What does that mean exactly? Mishnah Berurah says that v'loy beveis haChosn haynu mishosh shenichnas lechupa. A Chosn only exempts tachanun mishosh shenichnas lechupa when he enters the chupa. However, mikodim oim before that, prior to the chupa, we will say tachanun. V'yesh mikidim af b'shachis, and it's certainly the minik that by shachis the Chosn who is getting married that day, he will. Yeah, do you remember that, Rabbi Isai? Chosn? Remember when you were Chosn some 70, 80 years ago? Yeah? So, the day that you're Chosn, that you exempt the whole Tzibur from Tachanun. Hakur Mishnu, Vyesh Mekinim HaPashach, and that's certainly the Minik. Okay. V'loi Beveis HaKnesses B'yoyim HaMila. In a shul that has mila, Roitzelema says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chov Beis. Roitzelema beveis haKnesses shemol achikach es atinoik. The shul that will later have the bris mila, that shul is exempt from tachnun. Af, although sheim yispalin shom bala bris, although the father of the baby is not there, nevertheless you will not say tachnun in that place. Kosu achorim lachonim vatim a bala bris yispalin shom. If the bala bris daven there, nikroim bala bris avi aben, the father of the baby. Va'sandik and the sandik, va'moil and the moil. V'loy ha'moitzeh mevi atinik. The kfater will not, it's a very common question, Rabbi Yisai. A kfater will not pater from tachanun, Rabbi Yisai. A kfater will not. Although there's a very chosh v'zach kfater, it's part of it's on the coast, it's bringing to the carpet, it's chosh v'zach. Nevertheless, he will not exempt from tachanun. He should wear Shabbos clothes, but he doesn't exempt from tachanun. Haf shamilu veis achen ufin alpneim. So again, Rabbi Yisai, we're learning two Pturim over here. Ptur number one is Mokoim Sheyesh Boi Brismila. The shul that has the Brismila will exempt from Tachanun, even if there's nobody there. Kisa Shel Yolio. According to many poets, we need the Kisa Shel Yolio. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But the place they will have Brismila. So Rabbi Isai, if there is downstairs Bris, first minion, second minion, that place that has the Brismila will not say Tachanun, even if nobody is there. The actual place. Besides that, there is an additional ptur of the Baalei HaBris. The Baalei HaBris, they will also exempt, wherever they will also exempt from Tachanun. Who is the Baalei HaBris? The father of the baby, the sandik, and the moel. Nobody else. Even if they're elsewhere, they will exempt from Tachanun. It's a very good question. So, it's... I will wait to answer your question once we've seen Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chof Dalet. It's a very, very important question. No, Simcha, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chof Gimel. For Leute, she sham chosen, so in Bris Mila is the same thing. Mishum de mitzvah is smach imoy. There's a gewaltige Simcha, and we should be happy with the person. Ta Simcha nimshach is the kol anilvum elov. It spreads. The Simcha spreads. The Simcha spreads. Now, we don't have this concept so strongly as in previous generations, but I remember seeing Piyutim that were said on a day that there was a bris in shul. I remember seeing in some old-fashioned kelas, there used to be Piyutim said in the shul, on the day there would be a bris, there was a Simcha for the whole kela. The whole kela, the whole community was excited about bris in the community, in the kela. Nowadays, it's very foreign to us, such a concept. In that shul, it's making a bris, you know, nothing new with me, and the Kehillah is not. There used to be a shtetl, or even if it's a larger town, the Simcha, everybody's enjoying it, everybody's joining the Simcha. And therefore, we're finding the mitzvah to be Simcha with him. Simcha, we know. I heard once in the name of the Mashkiach in Manchester Yeshiva, who said that it's one of the challenges now of this generation, that to be mishtatif in other people's tzar, to be mishtatev, you know, there's a concept of mishtatev in somebody else's tzar. Somebody chalid is going through a tough tkufa, somebody's going through a difficult time, and then he's a mitzvah to be mishtatev b'tzar. And gdolim were very, very extraordinary in that. But it's to be mishtatev in somebody else's tzar. If it's difficult for you to fall asleep because somebody else is going through a rough time, that's a level. But the gdolim say also that to be mishtatev in somebody else's simcha, that's just as great. The fact that he had a baby boy and you're excited about that, that also shows greatness. The fact that you care about him, the fact that he made the shidduch, that he had a baby boy, that he won the lottery, that you're happy about that, that's just as great. That's just as.
Who won the lottery?
Who won the pardon? Pardon who?
Who won the lottery?
Did you? Maybe tomorrow, Mitzvah. Yeah. It's a beginning sign, even. A beginning sign. Rav Frankel says that even a beginning sign. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chof Dalet will address your question. Bevoisa Beis HaKnesses, in the same shul. So we're learning if it's a different shul, that will not be partering your tachanun. There's a chosen, a bris mila. It will not partner a different shul, just a shul where. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chof Dalet. Bevoisa Beis on that shul. Vamispalin in Be'azorah. If you are in the Azorah, in the adjoining kind of area, kiven shenigorin acha bezakneses, since it's toffel, it's secondary. Is that the right word over here? It's secondary. It's to the main shul. Shein shom oroin v'teva. There is no oroin and teva. Therefore, ein oimrim, you will not say. Gamheim ein oimrim. So, if there is an additional additional, if there's no oroin, there's no designated oroin for the Sefer Torah, therefore it becomes part of the main shul, and you will not say tachanun. Whenever you don't say tachanun in the main shul, you will not say tachanun in the side shul. Rabbi Yisai, thinking about this, this matter over here, what would you pasken based on this? What would you pasken? Tachanun is not to be said downstairs. There's a bris downstairs taking place. What would be the aloch over here? Why? Because there's an oin. I think you're right. Pashtos would be.
The difference is that this is one shul with two bakum adroshim as opposed to two separate.
One could argue.
They had that.
One could argue. It may be similar to the Azorah case, though. Poskim generally are a little bit makel in the going direction of what you were saying. I saw a couple of poskim who say what you're saying. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Pashtos Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be the case of Azorah, and you will say Tachanun. But I hear what you're saying. Good. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Hey speaks about that when you are mamash next to the baby, next to the baby, you will not say tachnun whether before or after the bris. That's Sif Katan Chof Hey. That's generally the minik. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak about Pinyan Ben. Rabbi Said, did any of you have a Pinyan Ben? You made a Pinyan Ben. What did you remember by the Pinyan Ben? Did you say Tachnun by Pinyan Ben? Pinyan Ben is generally done. Was it done Mincha time? you remember? So it's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah does not. You say Tachnun? It's a simcha of the opinion. It's a simcha now. You have a simcha. You're saying, why is it different than a bris? There's a simcha of a bris that parts from Tachnun. You need a moil for that. You need a coin for that.
He did say Tachnun, if his father had been there in the
minyan,
then he wouldn't have had the
guts to do so. He wouldn't have got
to do
that. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
We did.
You did. It's very interesting. There is no Mishnah Berurah about this. There's no Ramah about this. And there's no early Poskim about this at all. I don't know why. Can you guess why? I have no idea why. So it was either Poshut that you don't say, or it was Poshut that you do say. The Lechoyra you do say. Right, it's not such a simcha. We don't find, although there's an element of simcha, but it's not absolutely the simcha is not so great. I remember when I made the pidyon, so the kohen was a gewaltiger Talmud Chacham, a Talmud of Rav Eliashiv, and he said that he thinks that the minig, that many people have the minig not to say tachanun, but he says that pashtus one should definitely say tachanun. Pashtus is the Pashtus, which should certainly be, there's no Makoi whatsoever. And if I'm not mistaken, he quoted Rabbi Yashiv as well, that one does say Tachanun. I felt it was very wrong to say Tachanun. You're not in kind of mood that you say Tachanun, but it seems that that's the right thing to do, to actually say Tachanun. Just to finish off with Sivkot and Chavav, that we'll leave that for tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay, just to recap what we spoke about. We started speaking about a shaila of somebody starts to if the chazan starts saying Kaddish, then we spoke about that, what the right approach would be. We learned that in a Beis HaOvel, you don't say Tachnun, you don't make up later either. Beis HaChosn, you don't say Tachnun. Beis HaKnesses, that there will be a mila, you don't say Tachanun. We learned that the Bala Bris part from Tachanun, and this is all true if it's in the actual shul where the Bris is going to take place. That part of the different shul will not part from Tachanun. Okay, much more on these halachos tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shema.